With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Mission failed. Democrat U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland returns from El Salvador empty-handed. He had hoped to meet with and ultimately win the release of imprisoned Salvadoran national Kilmar Abrego Garcia, recently deported from the U.S. However, the Salvadoran government said, forget about it. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt voicing disbelief at the people the Democrats are going to bat for.
The Democrats and the media in this room have continually and wrongly labeled Kilmar Abrego Garcia as a Maryland father. There is no Maryland father. Let me reiterate, Kilmar Abrego Garcia is an illegal alien, MS-13 gang member, and foreign terrorist who was deported back to his home country.
Abrego Garcia's attorneys argue that their client is not a terrorist. Federal judge in D.C. says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for failing to turn around planes carrying deportees to a Salvadoran prison. Also at SRNNews.com, employing the personal touch, President Trump, he sat in on this week's trade talks with Japan.
Facing a potential 24% across-the-board tariff, Japan is among the first countries to open negotiations with the Trump administration. On Wednesday, the president joined his economic advisors for tariff and trade talks with the visiting Japanese delegation. Last week, Donald Trump paused reciprocal tariffs for 90 days after financial markets took a nosedive. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Italy's premier visits the White House today for talks with the president. Trade and tariffs expected to rank high on the agenda. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 393 points. This is SRN News. The United Kingdom's top court says the definition of a woman is based on biological sex and excludes transgender individuals.
Britain's Supreme Court has ruled that the terms woman and sex in the Equality Act refer to a biological woman. The unanimous ruling means that a transgender person with a certificate that recognizes them as female should not be considered a woman for equality purposes. But the court added that its ruling, quote, does not remove protection from trans people, unquote, who are still protected from discrimination under UK law. George Williams, SRN News.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed into law a bill ensuring faith-based organizations can follow their moral convictions when placing youngsters in homes. Under the Keep Kids First Act, state officials cannot force faith-based groups to place children in homes that are not aligned with the group's religious convictions. This is SRN News. An effort underway to disarm the IRS.
Several House Republicans are working on legislation to remove guns and ammunition from the Internal Revenue Service. The Why Does the IRS Need Guns Act would disarm the federal agency, prohibiting the Commissioner of Internal Revenue from using funds to buy, receive, or store firearms and ammo, and requiring the transfer of IRS firearms and ammunition to the Administrator of General Services. The guns would then be sold or auctioned to licensed dealers, and the ammo would be auctioned to the public. The bill's authors say the only thing the IRS agents should be armed with are calculators. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Trump administration reportedly plans to do away with the IRS Direct File program. That's the electronic system for filing tax returns directly with the agency, free of charge. More details, SRNNews.com.